Opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Maybe he'll try to play him physically and then steps back, steps in front of him, but Harden with a step back and hits. So Harden from downtown, that's his fourth. He's 4 for 7 from beyond the three-point line. Harden fires and hits. And the foul on Sacramento.
We're locked in. I think some of the things that, you know, we didn't do well in game two is we didn't take care of the basketball, you know, and we got them. We had 18 turnovers. Like, that's way too many. Like I said in on-court interview, you know, we can't have 18 turnovers on the road. Now, they capitalized, especially at home, with threes and layups. So we got to take care of the basketball, get good shots, and that allows our defense to get back and set up.
Well, the Rockets made quick work of those losers in Utah. And a lot of other stuff to get to. Let's do this. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. AJ Hoffman, the role model. Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page and Aaron will answer your messages. Or you can get us on Twitter. That's usually the best way. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. Lots of ways to listen. You can listen on the radio, which is, of course, the preferred thing. You can also get us on the app, you can get us on the stream, or you can watch us live.
Because you're looking live, folks.
We're so handsome that you want to see us.
That's right.
All you have to do... Well,
you
Aaron,
want this?
No, they don't. Yeah. But if you want to watch, just go to ESPN975.com and click on Watch Us Live. And you'll see all of our handsome faces, including Aaron looking really weird in his little corner of the screen there.
What's wrong? Why is he looking weird?
Just because it's just weird.
It's just my everyday look.
Oh,
I think is what he was trying
No, it's just kind of strange that we have the producer cam now, because I find it a little disturbing. It's nothing personal against you, but it shows you like turning around in circles and things like that. It's not really that.
People like to see the fear in my eyes when I look up and realize I've got 5 seconds to select a new song to come back.
Is that what it is?
I'm just going to guess.
Because you do look, you always look like you're scared spitless there. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports stuff, you know, the usual. It's a Thursday.
Yeah.
Almost Friday. Friday's the best day of the week, I think, of the work week, for sure. I cannot wait
for tomorrow.
I mean, that might be an unpopular opinion. I know there's a lot of Tuesday guys out there.
No, there's no Tuesday guys.
And a lot of people like that hump day thing, but I'm a big
what
believer.
What day is it? What day is
it? Yeah, I'm a big believer that Friday is the best day of the work week.
I agree.
And
Thursday's not bad because we're almost to Friday.
Thursday is also known as Friday Eve.
Right. So it's the second
it's Friday
best day.
Eve. Yeah. It's a good day.
Yeah. Well,
it's anticipation.
Well, I'm ready for this week to be over. I'm not going to lie.
Why? Are you beat
down? I am so burned out on everything right now that I just need a day off.
Okay. You can have Saturday and Sunday off if you want.
Well, I can't because I'm actually writing on Sunday.
On Easter Sunday, the holiest of days?
Yeah, because I'll be writing my Game of Thrones recap.
I can't believe Game of Thrones has put an episode on Easter Sunday. I mean, it's just so inappropriate.
Well, I mean, people come back from the dead on Game of Thrones.
It's true.
Jesus came back from the dead on Easter.
That is true.
Therefore,
I mean, if there's going to be an episode where Littlefinger returns, I mean, I think this is the one.
Yeah, he still has decent odds, man.
Or that little kid that got crucified last
week.
Oh,
he's not coming back.
I mean, that was about as close to a crucification as you can get.
Crucification?
Crucifixion? Yeah.
Crucification?
Crucification, probably not a word.
I don't hate it. It's not a bad word. It's not a real word, but...
It should be a word. but, yeah, he could come back.
No, okay, so who's going to come back?
I don't know. I want people to start dying. I don't want any more characters to come back. I want them to start narrowing it down. Cut down the field.
Who do you want to die next?
Jamie.
Okay, I want any Greyjoy to die.
Oh, that'd be good too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter which one. Just pick a Greyjoy, kill the Greyjoy.
I want a Lannister.
Okay.
I want...
Would you be okay with Tyrion?
Yes, even though he's my favorite character in the whole show.
Kind of bored with him.
I mean, not that I'm bored with him, but...
I am.
If they killed Tyrion... Oh, man, can you imagine the moment? Can you imagine how big that would be on TV? It'd
be pretty badass.
And the next day would be like, dude, can you believe they did it?
That would make for a fun show on Monday.
Yeah.
And a fun recap on Sports Map, which you'll be able to read Sunday night after the show.
Just saying.
Within 15 minutes of the end of the show, I will have my recap up.
Can we agree those are the deaths? Tyrion, Jon Snow, and...
Danny.
That if they happen, the next day it's going to be like... Oh, my God. And, I mean, Jon Snow's already come back once, which is...
Yeah, so he's not coming back this time.
But I think...
Because Jesus only came back once.
Anyone else... I mean, it would. There's some, like, Arya, it would be a big deal. Cersei would be a big deal.
Sansa.
But if one of those three, it goes from big deal to, like, whoa, can you believe they just did this?
Yeah, because...
Which, by the way, did you notice the first name when they started rolling out the credits?
At the end or at the beginning?
At the beginning of the show.
No, it's always Peter Dinklage is first.
He's first.
Yeah,
It hasn't always been, though,
He always. It's always Peter Dinklage and Nikolai Kolst, whatever his name is, for Jamie.
They're the first two.
They're always the first two, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe that was just this season.
No, and that's what a nerd I am. I've noticed that for years.
Okay, well, you're nerdier than me. Thank God.
Sorry.
I mean, I was going to kill myself if I was nerdier than you.
Well, I know. But I'm glad you noticed that. You're coming to the nerd side.
Oh, man. There's only five episodes left.
I know.
Only five more times am I going to see that intro.
713, you're not a true fan of Easter if you watch Game of Thrones.
That's true. Are you real? Now, here's the big question. John Lopez? Are you Team Jesus or are you Team Thrones? Can you have both?
You can't actually go to church early in the day.
Yeah, but from my theological readings,
you're a theologian,
something like that. What I've read is that Jesus,
he just left Chicago.
The actual time that he was resurrected, was 8:15 Central Standard Time, which is going to put you literally
right in the middle,
15 minutes into the episode.
So if you're not celebrating the actual moment,
I'm just saying it seems disrespectful if you consider yourself a true Jesus fan.
I see. It's a good time to bring up JesusTheNovel.com.
You already did. You can't horn it in twice.
No,
45 seconds.
I didn't tell him where to go to buy it.
Good Lord. No pun intended.
And you'll find out whether Jesus comes back or not.
Okay.
Just a thought. Just throwing that out there. Self-promotion. It happens. Somebody says real Jesus fans don't work on Sundays. 832 says, so you just want to kill characters to say, wow. Yeah.
Yes!
That's the whole point of the show. Have you not been watching this show for seven seasons?
Think about every...
Remember when Ned Stark got his head chopped off?
Yeah. Remember the Red Wedding? What are the moments in this show that have made it what it is? It's the same thing I used to say about Walking Dead. And this is when Walking Dead really went south.
Right.
When they stopped killing people off.
And then just kept walking?
Yeah. It was just like the
walking
people.
Yeah.
I would never watch that show. The Walking Dead means there's dead people.
To me, that season ender of season six, when everybody, when Tommen jumps out and they use the wildfire to burn everybody. Best episode ever.
Dude.
Of all of them, in my opinion.
Remember when Joffrey died? Awesome.
Yeah.
That's all we watch it for. What are you watching for? What are you weirdos watching it for if you don't want people to die? Let me ask you this, bro. Are you expecting a big peace treaty at the end? where everyone just shakes hands and they say, listen, who's sitting on the throne isn't important. Who's ruling Westeros doesn't really matter. Let's just agree to all get along.
No, they tried that.
That would be... Can you imagine if they end the show like that? We would, everyone would be
pissed.
Well,
they tried that.
Except for that guy on the text.
Well, they tried that last season. They all got together and they were supposed to work together. And what happened? Cersei said, bleep you. Yeah. I'm not doing it.
Well, they need to work
harder
why
I love
to
Cersei.
Be friends.
No, they don't. And that's why I love Cersei. And that's why I hope she wins if the Night King doesn't win. I'm team Night King just because I think it'd be awesome for once if the perceived bad guys just won the whole thing. They're not bad guys. I think the Night King is actually the good guy. He just wants everybody to be equal. There's no fighting over the throne. There's no, you know, there's not all these little sinister things going on. It's just, hey, we're going to kill you and then we're going to raise you back up and you don't have to think about anything. And guess what? They don't need food.
Yeah.
Because you know how Sansa was worrying, was whining about how we don't have enough food for everybody? Well, guess what? Guess who
you
doesn't?
You think the Night King's going to complain about that?
No, he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to because they don't need food. And the whites, they don't need food. And everybody's equal. I like that. Steven, the weather guy, says you could just come.
I don't like when you say the whites. It's uncomfortable to me.
Well, W-I-G-H-T.
Yeah, I still don't like it.
Well, what am I supposed to call them?
It sounds a lot like whites.
It is whites. But yeah, like, but not W-H-I-T-S.
Like white people.
No, these are not, listen, these are not guys running around with hoods on their head. These are zombies.
But they are, what they're looking for, you would call white supremacy.
W-I-G-H-T supremacy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Still uncomfortable.
Okay, well, I'm sorry you feel that way. But it doesn't make me a racist to root for them. Because they also have giants. And once they start killing some of the Unsullied and stuff, they're not going to be quite as pale. Everybody's equal. Everybody's equal in that army. There's no...
Are they all?
Yeah.
What about the guys on horses? I feel like they're the leaders.
Yeah, they are.
So that's not equal.
No, but the army. Everybody in the army is equal.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what race you are.
Unless
creed.
You have a horse. How do you get a horse? Are there any black guys with horses?
Well, those guys are kind of badasses. Everybody has to have leaders.
Do any dead black guys get a horse?
I don't know. We haven't seen one yet. We will. The show,
we agree that if no black guy gets a horse at the end, then this whole thing all along has been basically you being a white supremacist?
Not me.
I mean, you're cheering for that team.
Yeah, I am cheering for that
team.
You're
like, oh, there's good people and bad people on both sides.
I didn't say that.
That's kind of what... No. Are you cheering for the Night King?
I am cheering for the Night King.
Because there's good and bad people on both sides.
No, I'm cheering for the Night King because I hate all the humans.
Okay.
And I want, and they're not the bad guys. I know everybody thinks they're the bad guys, but I want them to win. So... And everybody says we're going to hell for watching Thrones. if I'm going to hell, it's already... Well, I don't believe in hell, but if I did, it's already been settled. Game of Thrones isn't going to get me there. All the other stuff is. All right, what I do have to tell you about is the best lawyer on the planet.
I called him the other day.
Yeah, well, and guess what? I talked to him a little bit today.
What'd he say?
He said he's going to just crush those people.
Yeah.
Because Lawyer Dave is the best.
Yeah.
And... So he's taking your case, and you're going to win because you have the best lawyer on the planet. Lawyer Dave is awesome. And here's the thing. Like, he's done a bunch of stuff for me, and somebody tried to sue me, and he basically went Ned Stark on him, cut their head off. That's what he's going to do for AJ. If you've been in any kind of accident, car, 18-wheeler, industrial, workplace, slip and fall, Lawyer Dave has you covered. He takes care of the blitzers. If you've gotten bad drugs or you got a bad doctor or hospital negligence, guess what? He's going to take care of that. And he practices everywhere in Texas. And if you can't afford medical help, he's going to put you with the right person. It's not going to cost you anything to give him a call. And if he can't handle your case, whatever legal question you have, he'll answer it. If he can't handle your case, he'll put you with somebody who can, or he'll just tell you, hey, you don't have a case, and that's cool. So no charge for the consultation. You put no money up front. No charge for your medical help if you've been in an accident. So why not give him a call? He doesn't get paid unless you win. It's that simple. And if you win, he wins. Based right here in Houston, Proud to call him a friend, not just a, not just my lawyer, but also my friend. 713-626-8900. 713-626-8900. Or on Twitter, at Lawyer Dave Law. Or you can go to LawyerDave.com. No matter how you do it, better dial Dave.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. A couple things from Twitter. Rob says, apparently you guys didn't hear, but HBO is airing the episode 1 hour later than usual for Easter. They announced that earlier today. Why?
I don't know. Probably because of that 8:15 Central Standard Time thing.
No, but it's not like you can change Jesus' resurrection time. What, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I mean,
do people like light a candle then or something? I don't know. And Stephen, the weather guy, said you could just come be an honorary Jew for the day with me and not worry about your fandom predicament. I saw a guy with a Jews for Jesus sign. I'm kind of like, there's two things I don't get. Christian rock.
Why?
Because rock is not supposed to be about Christianity in any way, shape, or form. Why rock not? Is supposed to be about drug, sex, rock and roll, right?
I don't know if that's true. I think you can have rock and roll about whatever you want.
Yeah, but you know, it's not supposed to be about Christianity. And Jews for Jesus, again, kind of defeats the purpose.
That one's really confusing.
Yeah. Because I think you call those people Christians.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's an odd one.
I don't know. Brother Bear asked, more likely to happen, the Sharks come back to win the series over the Golden Knights, or Chris Sale wins the Cy Young after an 0-4 start? I would bet on Chris Sale more than I would the Sharks. Golden Knights are winning the Stanley Cup. I mean, they're the best team in the West by far, and it's not even close. And I'm glad I waited until they got down 1-0 to bet on them. So, just saying. Plus 135. How about your Rockets last night? Can we just all say this series is over? I mean, maybe Utah wins a game at home.
Are we really trying to pretend like this series is somehow interesting?
It's not. I mean, the Rockets are so much better than this team, and it's a bad matchup on top of that. So, oh, great. Now they're showing highlights of the friggin' Bruins beating my Leafs last night. I already saw all these. We don't need to see this again. Hope you die, Boston. It's all Drake's fault. Damn, Drake shows up. As soon as I saw that, I'm like, I'm not even watching the rest of the game. I did, but I mean, still. But no, I mean, this series isn't interesting because
it's not competitive.
No, the Rockets are just better than the Jazz. And I mean, this Jazz team is okay. But to me, it was like watching a good college team play a bunch of 10-year-olds. They just don't belong on the same court with them. So, you know what? Do yourself a favor, Utah. Just tap out now. Don't bother playing the next two games.
Yeah, it seems wasteful. But, I mean, I guess they've got to try. It's their home games. They've got to.
And maybe they win one at home, but, boy, I don't see it.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN. By the way, okay, so you're saying 8:15 Central?
I made that up.
I know you made that up. But, I mean, look at all the different time zones we have. I don't think any of that interferes with Game of Thrones.
Well, now that it's not going to come on at 8 o'clock,
I don't know if I haven't heard that. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Somebody wants you to have a day where you read the texts.
I don't want to.
I'm going to tell you that would be a terrible idea.
It would just, you know what? It would just piss me off.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't need that.
You get pissed off enough over dealing with Twitter trolls.
I mean, at least on Twitter, for the most part, people have like a, you know,
they've got
a picture or something that like humanizes them. So at least if they're talking smack, it's fine. But I mean, with that, it's just like.
All I know is I saw some guy this weekend going after you who apparently used to work in radio and thinks he knows everything about it. What was that about?
It was a guy who was basically telling me that, you know, I said, well, please tell me how to do sports radio. Teach me all about it. And he's like, well, actually, I went to school for communications, and I actually worked in sports radio for a couple years. I worked on Charlie Polillo and John Lopez's shows. And I was like, well, I guess that pretty much shuts me up then. And he was like, I quit because I was only making $12 an hour. I was like, well, that's how you know you were really good at radio, when they were willing to pay you $12 an hour.
Thought that was entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it when... it's not like you have been doing this for, what, 15 years now? Something like that?
Yeah.
Just, not like you've had top shows in two markets or programmed the station or anything like that.
Fred, they're small markets, okay?
Yeah, Austin and Houston are just terrible. And
that guy worked with John Lopez, so...
Well, there you go.
He can,
and made $12 an hour.
That's basically throwing the ace of spades on the table. All right.
Yeah, somebody says, I can't find anything about Game of Thrones airing at a different time. Looks like it's still 8. Yeah, I'm sure it is. Why would you change that?
That would be weird.
Yeah. And I said, that was a joke. Okay. Please announce so I don't get death threats. Nobody's going to kill you, Rob, but if you're going to make it a joke, you got to put in there JK or LOL or something. You can't just put that out there and not expect people to want to kill you because you lied. Trying to make a joke. Jokes are fun. We all like jokes. Make sure you know it's a joke. 713-780-3776. See, this is how bad rumors get started, is when you do stuff like that. You know, go out there and say, hey, they're changing the time. Terrible. And see, people believe it because they changed the time of the Masters Sunday, right? They moved the Masters up because of the weather. But... I don't know what this is. Yeah, Ben sent it to us. It's fine. It's normal time, everybody. We're good.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. And it's less than an hour, by the way, for this episode again.
Yeah. Episode 3 is the one they added time to.
That's the rest of them, 3, 4, 5, and 6, all have extra time.
Yeah.
But the first two are under an hour. But that means you'll have a recap by 9, I'm going to say 9:22. By 9:22, I will have a Game of Thrones recap up on SportsMap. I'll probably beat that, but I want to give myself some room in case I'm drunk. So I'm drunk, it takes a little longer to write. And it's Sunday night, so there's a good chance I will be. All right, guys. You know what feels great? Paying off your high-interest credit cards, getting a lower rate, and saving money. Who would not want to do that? And if you got good credit, my friends at Lightstream, they're just made for you. You can refinance your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. You can get a fixed rate as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay, and you can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. No fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Plus, Lightstream is a division of SunTrust, one of the nation's largest financial institutions, so you can have complete peace of mind. They want to take care of people with good credit. So if you've got credit cards and you've got some high balances on there, you're probably paying 18%, maybe 20, maybe more. Well, you can save a bunch of money if you get that down to 6.14%. And how about this? You can save even more because Blitzers get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
ESPN 97.5.
There's Zadox.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So I am going to go out and play the over 50 tournament at the World Series of Poker this year.
Look at you.
Already got it arranged and... just going to book a couple things, but...
What's the buy-in for that?
1,000.
Okay.
So,
how many players
there's 1,000
there
with one rebuy. I don't know.
Rebuys.
One rebuy. You get one rebuy. So, which I'm fine with. So, I'm planning on taking $2,000 for it.
Okay.
And although I don't, you know, hopefully I won't need to do that. But you know, if I get unlucky, I will. But I'm going to go out and play that. And I'm going to use that as my satellite for the main event. So, if I make enough to play the main, I'll play the main.
What if you make $6,000?
Not going to play it. I'm using it as a satellite.
What if you make $8,800?
Then I'll go party with strippers and blow, but I will not play the main.
Really? Yeah. $8,800?
No. Now, so, my plan is $15,000 is my number. If I make $15,000, I'll go back and play the main.
Okay.
So, and if I don't, no worries. And I may play one other event while I'm out there and do the same thing.
The ladies event?
No.
Like where you dress up like Mrs. Doubtfire?
Stop. Stop. If I could get away with that, I would.
You could.
Because.
I've thought about you in drag multiple times.
Okay.
It would be really
why
funny.
Are you thinking about me in drag? That's very
just
creepy.
That's what I do.
Very creepy.
That's just what I do.
Very upsetting. And you're awful weird, man.
Yeah, I am.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that you sat around and thought about me in drag. That's kind of bleeped up, man.
I was thinking about that before today's show. Big deal.
Okay. Mac Daddy says you think racist Utah fans will affect the Rockets gameplay. Listen, I'm sure that if racist Utah guy brings all 11 of his wives and screams at James Harden, I don't think it's going to make a difference.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, we didn't even address this, but Courtney, our promotions director,
yeah,
was in here bleep talking us.
Oh, really?
During The Usual Suspects. So.
What did she say?
I mean, she was just talking about how they're so much better than us, blah, blah, blah. We're creepy.
Okay, well, then fine. We don't have to have her on
again.
Yeah,
so I think she can be on that show from now on.
Yeah, she's banned.
So, and then on top of that, like instead of when she left the studio, instead of walking back to her desk, which the most direct route from the studio to her desk leads right past my office.
Yeah.
No, she went the long way because she didn't want to accidentally bump into me because she knows I mean, it's what I do all day. Whatever work I'm doing while I'm in my office, the station is on so I can hear what's going on the station.
Right.
So I heard it. She knew I heard it and she didn't want to run into me about it.
Okay, well, I totally rescind what I said yesterday that she's always welcome on this show.
No longer welcome.
Courtney, you're completely banned from ever being on the Blitz again.
Yeah.
And that's the end of it. So great. You get to be on these lesser shows now. You don't get to be on the flagship show of the station. Congratulations. And I take back your Game of Thrones character as well. You're Cersei. And no one likes you.
Yep.
So congratulations.
Hey, I also have a story about Joel Blank. Well, not directly about Joel Blank, but his family.
Okay.
Chaos descended on a Wisconsin Walmart store on Wednesday after a karate performing mother, her naked son, and their belligerent dog shoplifted and ran amok in the store.
Okay.
The son's name is Benny Blank from Wisconsin.
Can we just say Wisconsin is kind of the Midwest Florida?
Is it or is Indiana?
Both up. They're the same thing, right?
Yeah, probably so. They're close enough. I mean, all that's really between them is Chicago. I mean, I think that's the only thing that really separates them.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not really Benny Blank, but it would be funny if it was. It's Benny Van. Police learned that the woman, Lisa Smith, came into the shop with Bo, her dog, unleashed. The dog immediately ran.
I hate to tell you this. We already did this story.
Did we really?
Yes.
Why did it just pop up on my feed today?
It was Gym of the Day like 2 days ago.
Oh, man.
The dog and nudity and all that stuff, yeah.
You're right. We did do this show.
Story. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I think Courtney's throwing you off your game.
Dude, I'm so done with her. I'm sorry, Fred.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
I quit.
No, don't do that.
Quit the show.
Because I'm quitting. I'm quitting in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, but then what's going to happen? I'm going to be here doing shows or doing things over and over again. And no one's going to remind me.
409 says, I just bought all the Crawford Bock at my little rural grocery store. Didn't leave any. Total D move or no? No, that's not a D move. That's about you.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Get yours. They can go to a different store.
Yeah, somebody else could have gone in and easily done the same thing. So there you go.
If it's that rule, you probably know everybody around there anyways. Just invite them over for one.
Or don't. It's your beer. You bought it. No, they can suck it. You don't have to share with them. That's one of those words I really struggle with too. So
with suck it?
No, rural.
Oh.
This has been my entire life. If there's too many R's close together, I always struggle with the word. Or too many L's. So the fact that I read your text, that should tell you how much that I like the text. That you made me use that word.
Rural.
It's just not easy to, for me, it's not easy to say. I have to really focus. And that was something I used to teach my students was if you have words like that, then you actually have to mouth them, use your mouth to actually say the words because, and there's a bunch of them like that, that I hopefully nobody ever notices because I focus on them. But that's one that I couldn't, if I just said it in normal conversation, it would sound terrible. And somebody was asked, was Courtney the bikini chick? Yes.
Yeah.
So, Blaine says it's a dog-eat-dog world. Buy that beer and drink it.
That's all you can do.
Yeah.
You got to get yours.
Exactly. And nobody's going to fault you for that. Well, somebody might. I won't.
Hey, did you know that today is a holiday?
Is it? What day is it?
National Sin Nudes Day?
I did not know that.
Boy, maybe today is a day I should be on the text line.
No, people.
No images come through?
No images come through, and people try to send them all the time, and it's like, sorry.
We got to tell Brandon we need to upgrade our system. Yeah, April 18th is Sin Nudes Day.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's the day you send nudes to someone you feel comfortable with. Some people you could send nudes to would be your boyfriend, girlfriend, best friend, side hoe, or even someone you have a thing with.
Okay.
So, just throwing that out there.
So, ladies, if you're listening and...
Ladies and gentlemen.
No, ladies, if you're listening and you're fans of the show and you want to send nudes, then go ahead.
It's also National High Five Day.
What? That's just dumb.
Guess what we'll do every time the nudes come through? High five.
Yeah, that's a good plan.
Are you taking care of the Blitz Facebook page?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Oh, have you had any questions on the Blitz Facebook page?
I have. It's probably going to take us a little while to break this question down, so might want to do it on the other side of this break.
Go ahead and do it, and we'll decide. We'll be the judge of that.
Okay. Listener Mike says, would it make any sense to use some of the Texans' unused cap space to resign Deshaun now? He currently has $8 million left over 2 years, so giving him what in effect would say $25 million a year for 3 years for a three-year extension on top be a good idea?
No.
No. Leave it the way it is. Why you have him on the cheap?
Yeah. You're trying to win now.
Spend that cap space elsewhere to put talent around him.
That's a very simple question. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, that one's not one that we had to dive into. So there you go. Once again, I think you misjudged the...
I actually read it a lot faster than I thought I would. I'm kind of a slow reader, and I'm impressed with how quickly I got that out without stuttering.
Boy, we're really going to have to work on him.
I know.
You know, we've got to make him more interesting somehow. And he's good at beer.
Yeah.
But
good at barbecue.
And that works for off the air.
Yeah, but we need you to be a little more interesting on air.
Right.
Because, what are your interests besides beer and barbecue?
He doesn't have any. He just likes to work.
Well, I get that, and that's appreciated. It's good for the show, but it's also bad for the show. Because if you're not, I get that you're not into, Marvel movies like we are, Game of Thrones like we are, anything like that. But you got to be into something that the people would care about.
It's not that I'm not into them. It's just when I look at the cost of not only how much a movie ticket is, but also my time to sit there and watch it. Because when I watch a movie that's any more than an hour and a half.
What's the last time you went to a movie in the theater?
2 weeks ago.
What'd you see?
The Apollo documentary.
That doesn't even
His wife wanted to go see that. Not him.
Documentary.
Yeah, because she's like a NASA genius.
That same weekend, I watched The Highwaymen. And it wasn't in theaters, but technically it was. Netflix did release it into theaters. I just didn't go pay $8 to go see it.
Okay, when's the last time you watched an actual movie, not a documentary, a movie in the theater?
If I remember correctly, December of 2017.
What was it?
Wow. Star Wars.
Okay.
When I sit there and watch
When was the last time you binge watched a series?
About 2 months before I started working here.
Okay, and what was it?
Parks and Recreation.
Oh, come on.
You suck, man.
They're 30-minute episodes, and it doesn't have to hold my attention for very long.
Do you at least watch, say, Rick and Morty?
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
I'm still working my way through that. I'm on season two.
Oh, my God. There's only three seasons, and they're all 26 minutes.
He just said he's on episode two.
No, season two.
Oh, you said episode two.
I'm on season two. I know.
Oh, you haven't even seen the best one ever yet. That's episode three of season three. I thought we had a connection there for a second, AJ.
I mean, he's seen a lot more of that than I have.
Yeah, I know, and one of these days you're going to watch it. And
I just don't like cartoons.
I get that, but when you finally do watch it, you're going to be like, okay.
If they ever do a live-action movie, I'll watch it.
But you'll be like, I was an idiot for not watching this. So I know on our Innovation Map commercial, they've got like a little line from Rick, which is also from season three, episode three, by the way. Pickle Rick, greatest episode of any show ever.
He said that multiple times in the first two seasons, though, I've caught.
No, but that's where that's from. Regardless. I don't know what else to do with him. He hadn't even watched it all yet. Like, at least you're not going to watch it. That's cool. But you have other things that we can talk about.
I'm not that interesting either, to be honest. But
Somehow we've made you interesting. We've got to do that with him.
It's very difficult.
We've got to figure out a way to make him interesting.
So the last month, I work from home early morning, and then I get done, and I play Red Dead Redemption 2, and I just finished the game. So now I've actually got time to maybe start doing stuff outside of...
Okay, this is a start.
Did you play it on the hardest level?
I don't know. A friend gave it to me, and she just said, here, take over where I started, because she played the first mission and hated it. So she gave me her PS4 and the game.
Wow. Damn. She hated the game that much, huh? Mm.
She just couldn't... She's more of the sci-fi weirdo, and I like the old Western idea, so...
She sounds interesting. I like sci-fi weirdos.
Let me tell you something about marriage. If there was a girl who gave me a gaming system, just like my friend who gave me a gaming system, my wife would be like, what?
I'm pretty sure Annie
who
would
take a... Who the hell gave you a PlayStation?
She would probably take a baseball bat
to give
to
it back at some point.
Oh, okay. I thought
she gave me the game. Still. And then let me and said, here. I said, I don't have a PS4. She goes, here, take mine. I'm not going to play.
Okay, but this would make you more interesting if said friend were...
Are you guys having an affair?
No, she's actually my wife's friend more than mine.
And you've never had any awkward sexual moments with her?
No.
Would you?
No.
What if your wife wanted to have, you know...
No.
The triangle action? You would say no?
If I'm going down this road, I've got my own issues that I got to deal with.
Like what?
Having
like,
two people in the room watching me the whole time? Eh.
They wouldn't be watching. They'd be participating.
Yeah. Nobody said watching.
What about this scenario? Let's imagine you walk into your bedroom tonight and your wife is there with that friend and your wife puts a shotgun to your chest like you're a day laborer from Home Depot and says, you better have sex with her right now. What are you going to do?
I don't know if I'd be able to perform under that kind of pressure.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you a virgin when you got married?
No.
Don't lie to me.
I wasn't.
All right. When you had sex before you were married, did you pay for it?
No.
Did you trade something for it?
No.
Like, did you do someone's term paper or something? Like,
nope. Nobody would have me do any schoolwork for them.
So you just, like, you did what normal guys do and you got her drunk and you got laid.
Something like that.
All right. Boy, he's a weird guy, huh?
Yeah, I don't know what to do, man.
He's what we would call an odd bird.
My first thought was that maybe we could figure out something that would be interesting to the people. Boy, the more I talk to him, the more we talk to him, kind of like, dude, I give up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, there's no there, as it were. I mean, he's a nice guy, but about as interesting as this damn table.
Yep.
But you know what? He'd be more interesting if he would bet on horses, and you know where he would go. BetUSRacing.com. And at BetUSRacing.com, you can wager on over 200 racetracks right from your computer or mobile phone. And it's easy. I was playing Evangeline Downs last night while I was watching the Rockets right there on BetUSRacing.com. Derby's coming. The prep races are done, but there's still plenty to bet on. Sam Houston, you can bet on them. You can bet on Delta Downs. You can bet on all those tracks. And if you need some action between races, how about this? You can play blackjack and over 300 casino games at BetUSRacing.com. Sign up today to qualify for a $150 bonus. All you have to do is go to www.BetUSRacing.com/pony, and you'll get a 20% cash bonus. 20%. Start betting today. That's BetUSRacing.com/pony for your 20% cash bonus. Time for you to get in on the action at BetUSRacing.com/pony.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And Courtney just came by and brought me some cheers. So, apparently, though, she's still banned because if what A.J. said is true, which we don't know. All right, Tracy has thoughts on my Avalanche. One more win, top seed going down. Calgary was the weakest top seed because their goalies suck. But I don't think that one's over yet. And if you do win, I got bad news. I mean, I don't think anybody's beating the Golden Knights. So Chase said, saw Granato and Michael Carroll at my intern interview today. I was starstruck. You were starstruck by Michael Carroll? I mean, I get Granato, but... The Comic-Cast guy? That made you starstruck? Okay.
They're going to be at Comic-Con, Fred.
I saw that. Good for them. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And guys, if you have not checked out Sports Map today, please do. It is the fastest growing website in the universe. And it's amazing how fast this is growing. Got a Granato column up there on Colin McHugh. We have a video on should the Warriors be worried about the Rockets?
No.
We have Cody has the 11 best NFL schedule release videos, which I could do without. And how about this? Jerry Bow and I and Josh did a video on how to play your local poker tournaments and the benefits of playing the rebuys versus freezeouts.
Okay.
So you want a little poker action? We got a video up. We also have... another video on who's the second biggest threat to the Rockets in the West. And if you missed it, Steven the Weather Guy did a really nice article on how the Astros have been trolling the Texans by opening up the roof at Minute Maid Park. Which, and then went through and he actually went and got the temperatures and stuff from all the Texans games versus the Astros games when the Texans didn't open the roof. So he made fun of them a little bit. Cody did a thing on the Texans schedule last night, which is also up. We've got our Astros daily report. Can we get dust in the wind for the winning streak? Into the winning streak for the Astros. Jerry Bow's bookie
busters.
It's easier
to win games when you score runs.
Yeah, they actually got a pretty good outing from Wade Miley and could not get it done. So that's all on sportsmap.com. Go check it out. Terrific website. I know the guy who runs it really well.
Yeah.
And he does a good job.
Haven't you put your hand down his pants?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, a couple times a day.
That's weird. Not, but hey, man.
Not here, but yeah, at home.
Oh, please. Never in your office?
No.
Never once.
Well, no, because I've got windows. See, you can do that. You don't have windows. Nobody can see you. But in my place, somebody could be walking outside, and they look up, and suddenly I go to jail.
They're going to do a thing with the, I guess, on my windows, because my windows of my office still have Sean Salisbury branding on them.
Yeah.
Because it was an old TV studio. And they're like, oh, we got to get rid of this, So they're going to have.
Yeah, for some station that I could never find.
That station doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, okay.
The way it works, the thing they're going to get me for my windows is from the outside. So, like, because my windows look into the lobby.
Right. And you really don't want to do that because you don't want to see people walking through there all the time.
Well, what they want to do is they want to make it where I'll be able to see into the lobby, but they won't be able to see into my office. It's like a one-way or a two, I guess a, yeah, like a, yeah, a two-way
that's,
mirror.
That's kind of weird, but okay.
Yeah. Hmm.
713-780-ESPN is your number. And guys, you know what I have to tell you about? Harry's Razors. And I don't know if you knew this, but the average guy is going to spend 3,000 hours of his lifetime shaving. So don't waste 4 months of your life overpaying for poor performing razors. Invest that time with Harry's. Quality shaving supplies at a fair price. In fact, I have some new blades coming tomorrow, as a matter of fact. And I'll tell you what, I love the fact that it's convenient. I just get online, boom, I get them sent right to my mailbox. I love the quality, and they work fantastic. I never thought about razors before. I would just go buy something, and then I would use it until it got all full of gunk and stuff, and then I'd keep using it. And, I look like maybe I couldn't see while I was shaving. Well, I don't do that anymore because now I get those blades whenever I need them. They're affordable. They're convenient. And you can join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. You'll get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. Just use FAOUR at harrys.com. That simple. And they believe in their products so much, they're going to give you your money back if you don't love your shave. That's their 100% quality guarantee. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer just for the Blitzers. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That means you can get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Use code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer and let them know I sent you so you can support the Blitz. That's harrys.com.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.